अब हम थाईलैंड में हैं, वी आर प्लेइंग फॉर अ डेस्टिनेशन वेडिंग, और बैंड जो है वो कह रहे हैं यार कढ़ाई कहाँ से मिलेगी, दो दिन के लिए आप बाहर निकले पाकिस्तान से, तो ट्राई कर लें कुछ.
नहीं नहीं, आप इस बारे में बोले, मुझे बहुत अच्छा.
देयर आर स्ट्रैपिंग समथिंग.
नमस्कार, या अली मदद, दिस इज सैयद अली विद येट अनदर सेशन ऑफ फुटप्रिंट्स, जिसमें होती हैं बहुत सारी इंटरेस्टिंग सेलिब्रिटीज और उनकी ट्रैवल की बहुत सारी कहानियां. और मेरे साथ हैं
हिना अल्ताफ. ट्रैवल की कहानियां पहले हो गई, मैं भी तो हूँ इस पॉडकास्ट में. क्या मतलब है अली, यू फॉरगॉट मी?
कैसी हो?
मैं बिल्कुल ठीक हूँ. जस्ट बिकॉज योर फेवरेट गेस्ट इज ऑन द शो टुडे, यू फॉरगॉट मी, यू फॉरगॉट योर फ्रेंड, योर को. आई वेंट इनटू दैट फ्रेंड
जोन. यस, मुझे लगी नहीं ना फुटप्रिंट्स ना, अगर हम वैसी बातें करेंगे
लाउंज के अंदर बैठे हैं.
बट यस, द गेस्ट आई हैव इज अ ग्रेट फ्रेंड, इज बीन अबाउट आई थिंक मोर देन अ डेकेड, 10 साल से ज्यादा की दोस्ती हो रही है हमारी. और ही इज अ फैंटास्टिक म्यूजिशियन, ही इज अ फैंटास्टिक प्रोड्यूसर, एंड ही इज वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट नेम वी हैव एज अ ड्रमर इन पाकिस्तान.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Gumby.
Yay! Hey, man.
Kyaal chaal?
That's quite an intro, man.
Actually, लेकिन जो सबसे बड़ा intro है आपका वो ये है कि आपने इस साल 126 flights ली हैं.
Yes.
So, actually, that's not correct. January से लेके अब तक, I think we've taken about 65-70 flights. But if you take it every year,
yeah,
हर साल I average at 110-120 flights. उससे ज्यादा ही होता है.
नहीं तो वो फ्लाइट्स लेके आप जा कहाँ रहे हैं?
कभी कभार जन्नत में जाते हैं, कभी कभार दोजख में जाते हैं.
इट डिपेंड्स, जन्नत कौन सी है, दोजख कौन सी है.
बट गंभी, यू हैव ट्रैवल्ड फ्रॉम वेरी अर्ली एज.
यस,
वेरी वेरी
फ्रॉम द अर्ली 90s.
यस,
फ्रॉम द अर्ली 90s.
एंड और सारा काम के लिए वेकेशंस एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, बट इट्स मोस्टली वर्क रिलेटेड.
98% is work, 2% has been vacation.
क्योंकि उसके बाद हिम्मत नहीं बचती कि आप फ्लाइट लें. What was the first flight you remember? शुरू से शुरू करें अगर, तो what was the early days of traveling?
Oh man, that was
the first flight.
1986. Wow. With my mom and my sister, we went to India.
How old were you?
Oh, wow. I was 10. I was 10 years old, and my sister and me were fighting for, and since that first flight and to date, I always prefer window seat.
अच्छा, really? And, okay.
एक फड्डा था हमेशा मेरी बहन का और मेरा कि हमने विंडो पे ही बैठना है. सो लकली द फ्लाइट वॉजन्ट फुल एंड इट वॉज एन एयर इंडिया फ्लाइट, आई रिमेम्बर.
उस जमाने में एयर इंडिया आती थी पाकिस्तान.
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. That's how dinosaurish I am. So I remember my sister got one end of the plane window and I got at the other end.
Okay.
So I remember, yeah.
But why the window seat? Because I've seen a lot of people fighting over window seat.
I guess it's, it may be being mild claustrophobic, I don't know, or it's just like wanting to see outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially you like that view?
Yeah, every now and then, actually, even if it's pitch dark outside. And look, my favorite part is actually if it's lightning outside. And I get to see it outside.
Wow.
I've seen it once.
Yeah. And you don't like it?
No.
Find it scary?
Very.
Really?
Yeah, very scary. But खैर, हम इंडिया की बात करते हैं. 10 साल की उम्र में आप इंडिया गए. So कहीं वहाँ पर रिश्तेदार से मिलने के लिए जा रहे थे. I'm sure किसी से, there must be some relative over there.
Relatives, mainly relatives and my ancestry is from India. My dad was born in India.
Wow.
And Goa to be exact. And got to meet a lot of people who I never met again. So that was quite an interesting time for me. Also, I feel that, you know, for parents, where they started out from, to have their kids go see that place once, at least in their lifetime, is very important.
Yes, it is important.
Because it puts things in perspective. Mm-hmm. Ke, aapne start kahan se kiya aur aap hain kahan pe aur aage kahan tak जाना चाहेंगे आप बेसिकली.
या
उस जमाने का याद है कुछ इंडिया ट्रिप का, कहां
गए थे? या आई विविडली रिमेंबर ऑलमोस्ट एवरीथिंग.
ओके,
एवरीथिंग. सो वी मेड अ ट्रिप टू बॉम्बे. फ्रॉम बॉम्बे वी टुक अ बस, आई रिमेंबर, टू गोवा. सो वी डिड दैट होल यू नो द वे इट इज मेंट टू बी, वी डिडंट टेक अ फ्लाइट टू गोवा, वी एक्चुअली टुक अ बस टू गोवा. सो वी ट्रैवल्ड फ्रॉम देयर एट लाइक 5:36 इन द इवनिंग, गॉट इनटू गोवा एट say around 7:38 in the morning. Wow. So we drove all night, and it was a very interesting experience. I was 10 years old in a different country. Like I never traveled before that.
Achha, ab to, you know, traveling ki packing, it's very different. Ab aap mujhe bata rahe,
it's terrible.
1986 ke waqt kis tarah se packing ho rahi thi, kis tarah se cheeze, you know, us waqt packing ka kya rivaaj tha, kya kya rakha jata tha.
Main aapko ek cheez zarur bata sakta hu ki abhi traveling jo hai na itna casual ho gaya. Lekin us waqt, I remember right up till the 90s, I would dress up. Main proper kapde pehen ke, like it would be like an occasion.
Like an event.
Yeah.
You go at the airport?
Yeah, I would dress up to take a flight. It would be a we would treat it like an occasion.
Lekin main aapko ek I'm mujhe nahi pata mujhe bolna chahiye but till now people do dress up. You know, like they're taking flights and going at the airport, people do dress up. Like, oh wow, you know, traveling.
And, just,
you know,
women or men also?
I think both.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of people in their pajamas on flights.
I mean, the airport looks are very serious nowadays.
Strange. But then again, you know, I also come from that school of thought that beshak hum kahin bahar jayein ya na jayein, shaam ko hamesha ammi hame tayar karke uthati thi. Every evening we would be ready. I mean, obviously at this day and age, it doesn't really matter. And I feel I should do that, but you get lazy, right?
Yeah.
But mujhe yaad hai, it was a thing to be dressed up every evening.
Yeah, but those were good times, innocent times. Mujhe lagta hai ki, you know,
exactly.
Just
and also I think, you know, as time is going by, we are celebrating lesser and lesser things. Like, for instance, like I said, I would dress up to take a flight, especially if it was international, right? Lekin now, I want to be the most comfortable, and that's what's the priority of almost every traveler, because I'll just take this one step forward.
Yeah.
Okay, you have an approximate of 8 to 10 lines that you've got to stand in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exit one airport.
Yeah.
So usme aap at least I'll speak about Karachi, ke aap bahar khade mein andar jane ke liye wo passport aapka check karega.
Bilkul.
Fir aap bags ke liye khade mein, fir aap customs ke liye khade mein, fir anti narcotics ke liye khade mein, fir aap apne boarding pass ke liye khade mein, aur wo boarding pass wala jo line hota hai na, wo bahut tricky hota hai.
Haan.
Kyunki achanak se जी आपको ये फला चीज नहीं है इसका आप वहां जाके आप फोटो कॉपी करवाएं एंड दैट फोटो कॉपी कॉस्ट लाइक हाउ मच अ प्रिंटर वुड कॉस्ट आई गेस पता नहीं एयरपोर्ट
से अपने घर से सारी फोटो कॉपीज लेके जाते हैं हम लाइक नो फोटो कॉपीज आर हैपनिंग एट द एयरपोर्ट
मुझे समझ आज तक समझ में नहीं आया कि एयरपोर्ट महंगा क्यों होता
मुझे आज भी समझ में नहीं आया फोटो कॉपी किस चीज
या कोई भी आपको एजेंट बोल दे यू नो कि आप एक्स वाई जेड चीज सेफ्टी के तौर पे यू नो उसको रख लेंगे आपने एंड मोमेंट पे नहीं ली फॉर एग्जांपल
लाइक
एनीथिंग
स्पेशली इफ यू गोइंग टू दुबई राइट
या
वो कहते हैं जी हम आपका ये वीजा जो है ना जो प्रिंटेड वीजा वो हम रखेंगे तो आपके पास एक और कॉपी है नहीं है तो जाके करवाएं
अच्छा एयरपोर्ट के रूल्स भी किसी भी वक्त किसी भी दिन चेंज हो जाते हैं ना तो उसके लिए भी आपको प्रिपेयर
रहना पड़ता है उसके हिसाब से ना जो काउंटर के पीछे बैठा है उसको क्या याद है लास्ट ट्रेनिंग पे क्या पूछा
सो बेसिकली दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग राइट आई मीन यू हैव दिस मेंटल स्ट्रेस यू हैव दिस फिजिकल स्ट्रेस ऑफ स्टैंडिंग इन लाइंस सो अगर आपने सूट पहना हुआ है तो गॉड हेल्प यू यू आर ड्रेंच्ड बाय द टाइम यू आर ऑन द फ्लाइट राइट So,
aircraft fear है मतलब flight में turbulence हो डर लगता है
no
घबराहट होती है क्या नीचे पर जा रहा है
यार जो बाहर से कह रहे हैं बिजलियां देख के enjoy करो नहीं क्या लगेगा
there was just once engine फट गया था
oh
yeah there was black smoke coming out of the engine
क्या engine ही फट गया
yeah it was crazy right and
मतलब कुछ और होता नहीं है जहाज में से engine
it was that was the only time actually even then you're basically in a state of shock right
acha lekin puri kahani bataye ki kaise pata chala ki engine phat chuka hai and everything
awaaz aayi baqaida awaaz aayi hai
kahan ja rahe
kala dhuan nikal raha tha and as fate would have it I got a window seat so I could see everything and everyone started screaming and yelling in the plane and you know The first time I ever saw an oxygen mask drop. So wo gira and people were freaking out. You know, everyone who ignores those announcements that they make, safety instructions. Even the people, like I've heard it like a million times over, even I got confused.
Yeah.
Like to take off the, you know, life vest and stuff like that. Your mind just kind of goes into shock.
But life jacket, penny?
No. God, okay. No. But people were just, they panicked, right? Obviously, most people were, like myself, were in a state of shock. They didn't know what was happening. The plane was kind of sort of mildly swaying, you know. Dubai. And we just hit breakwaters. And I'm like, oh, okay. Agar jana hai to pani mein to phatega to nahi. Shayad bach jaye.
Because doob to jayenge. Haan, lekin haan, chalo life jacket
pehni hai. Nahi, statistics say that if you crash on land, the
survival chances
are higher. In the water, it's
less.
Yeah.
Let's just stop this conversation now, please.
But yeah, that was the only time. And I remember people were freaking out. Kuch apne bachcho ka ye kar rahe the. Kuch keh rahe, oh man, we're going to die. And I was just in a state of shock.
Kitna time ho gaya is baat ko?
A very, very long time. This must have been 20 odd years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Achha, khair, coming back to packing, us waqt jab aap 10 saal ke the, kuch yaad hai ki ammi ne packing mein kya kya rakha tha, kitna samaan gaya tha, kitne suitcases aapke saath gaye the, kya kuch khane peene ka samaan bhi saath mein gaya tha, any memories that you have?
So there was a lot of stuff that, you know, my relatives in India wanted from Pakistan, kyunki unhone jo bhi suna hoga, wo, I think, must have been the desi food here. I don't remember exactly kya kya saman pack hua tha, but I remember I was a brat, so I wanted specific clothes, mere specific pants ye chahiye, and mom would be very particular about that because I would throw a tantrum. I was a very difficult child growing up, and well, God bless my mother's soul, she would be very particular to you know, make sure whatever she could provide. My sister was very easygoing. And she was a year and a half older to me, so, you know, was rather, and she was more mature than me anyway.
Acha Gambhir, aisa bhi hai na aapke, agar aapki kal flight hai, jaise meri agar kal flight hai, to shayad main ye hungi ke nahi nahi main shoot karo ek dafa main aaungi na ke 5-6 ghante pehle, you know, kar li packing, haan, sab, you know, dal diya suitcase mein. Pehle ke waqton mein kya aisa tha ke 2-3 din pehle packing hona shuru hoti thi?
Yeah.
Hours pehle nahi hoti thi.
So I understand that is because if you have kids, especially if you have kids and you have a family that's traveling,
a cheesecake checklist,
there has to be a checklist. And you don't want to be, you're driving to the airport, ki yaar, ye cheez bhool gaya. Like as simple as a toothbrush. You don't want to be getting into a hotel and knowing that you forgot your toothbrush.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like that. I think if you have a family, if you have kids, it is important for you to
plan accordingly.
I mean, it's only being responsible. I mean, you can pack like 5 hours before.
You're a responsible traveler.
Yes.
Ab kaise packing karte ho? Matlab when you're light. On trips every week.
My packing is light. That's all I can say. If I'm going to particular places and I've traveled, I can actually count the places that I've not been to. It's easier for me. But the places that I've been to, depending where I am. For instance, khas taur pe sardiyon ke mausam mein, mere liye ye hota hai ki I will avoid carrying a heavy jacket.
Yeah.
I'll just go buy one. Like from a Walmart or you know any cheap store, anything that'll keep me warm.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly brand, exactly, right? Anything like, for instance, I remember my first time going to Australia, aur hum May or June mein gaye the. मैं तो टी शर्ट में गया था.
किसके साथ ट्रैवल करे थे वो?
दिस वाज विद अली, विद अली अस्मत. या मैं टी शर्ट में गया था और मैं उतरा वहां पे एंड आई जस्ट रियलाइज्ड एवरीथिंग इज अपसाइड डाउन. दे लिटरली कॉल द प्लेस डाउन अंडर फॉर अ रीजन, राइट? एंड लेकिन मेरे दिमाग में सिर्फ एक चीज थी उस वक्त, द मोशन ऑफ वाटर इज एंटी क्लॉकवाइज. सो फॉर इंस्टेंस, इफ यू होल्ड वाटर इन अ सिंक and you let it go, it won't rotate clockwise. It rotates anti-clockwise. And this was something I had to experience. So that's the first thing I did.
Wow.
My bathroom jacket, just held the water, just to see if it was for real. It's below the equator, right?
See.
So that, and after that, I got out of the airport and it was freezing.
Oh.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
So I also realized that the jacket that is required in a place like that is pretty heavy. And it was easier for me to just go buy one.
Yeah.
And that was like a learning experience for me. So especially in winter seasons, if I'm traveling, I'll avoid taking heavy stuff with me. I'll just buy one from there.
Okay, great.
And you always traveled in groups with bands and stuff, right?
Yes. And I prefer not to. But if I don't have a choice, again, the window seat works best because if you're sitting on an aisle, and God help you if you're sitting in the center,
yeah.
right? But the center and the aisle seat is always something that if someone needs to go to the restroom or just get up and walk, then you're obviously disturbed
yeah.
if you want to sleep. And I have mastered the art of sleeping on a plane. The longest I've slept is 11 hours.
Wow.
11 hours straight. I woke up, just looked around, went back to sleep. I didn't even eat, actually. I just ate my last meal when it was landing.
एक मैं हूँ जिसको नींद ही नहीं आती 24 घंटे की अगर फ्लाइट होगी तो मुझे नींद नहीं आएगी जब तक जहाज का टायर नहीं लगेगा जमीन पे.
As you talked about Ali Azmat, who and you traveled with most of the musicians in the industry.
Yeah.
Who is fun to travel with? And वहाँ जाके भी because you guys spend a good time away from home. वो बैंड के साथ ही हैंग आउट एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो अपार्ट फ्रॉम योर शोज एंड स्टफ, आई मीन आफ्टर दैट, आई मीन हु इज फन टू ट्रैवल विद?
यार, आई हैव ट्रैवल्ड विद सो मेनी पीपल एंड देयर हैव ऑलवेज बीन इंटरेस्टिंग पीपल. इफ नॉट फ्रॉम द बैंड देन इट्स पीपल हु आई मीट ऑन द रोड एंड आई लाइक गोइंग आउट ऑन द रोड, लाइक एज इन लाइक आई मीट व्हाइल आई एम ट्रैवलिंग, राइट?
ओके.
इट कैन बी एट द एयरपोर्ट, इट कैन बी एट एट अ बार, इट कैन बी एट एट द कॉन्सर्ट. सो मेरे लिए ये होता था कि फॉर्चुनेटली बोलें या अनफॉर्चुनेटली बोलें कि लोगों को ना एक चीज़ की आदत से निकलना बड़ा मुश्किल. आई फील इट्स लाइक दे ऑल वॉन्ट टू डू द वही. अब हम थाईलैंड में हैं, वी आर प्लेइंग फॉर अ डेस्टिनेशन वेडिंग, और बैंड जो है वो कह रहे हैं यार कढ़ाई कहाँ से मिलेगी. ऑल दो थाईलैंड हैज़ ग्रेट सी, लाइक यू नो दे हैव amazing street food, right? लेकिन नहीं, हमें कढ़ाई खानी है. दो दिन के लिए आप बाहर निकलें पाकिस्तान से तो ट्राई कर लें कुछ. Did I step on something?
नहीं, आप इस बारे में बोले मुझे बहुत
अच्छा. Did I step on something? I'm sensing it. But yeah, so you know, I mean,
काफी लोग
हैं. Those are the people I avoid. No offense.
No, please.
So you can definitely not go
on a trip. I can't.
Because for me, it is, I want to go try different things. I want to go out and meet the locals. I want to see what life is like there. And that's what I aspire to. So one of the experiences, very memorable. In fact, I was just talking to Brian, who was the bass player for Junoon back in the day.
Yeah.
I think he still is. And we were just recollecting our trip to Japan.
You also been to Japan?
Yes, in the year 2000. And there was this producer engineer at the time, John, who is also friends with Salman and Brian. They were all in school together. So for some odd reason, I don't know where Ali was. Salman would very rarely hang out with us, but it was always Brian, Ali and myself.
Okay.
We'd have this rule ke, in the lobby in 15 minutes. If you're not there, you're gone, right? And now we're in Japan, and वहाँ पे अंग्रेजी ज़्यादा कुछ बोलते नहीं हैं. And they don't, you'll think that they're not like very unfriendly people, but I think they're very conscious of the fact that they cannot
speak
able to communicate or help you, basically. It's
what year was that?
Year 2000.
Oh, wow.
So, I remember I was so fascinated with the fact that their cell phones had video conferencing at the time. It was crazy.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, imagine. Wo us waqt 33-10 hota tha yahan pe. 33-10.
Ashwar, abhi to humne jo recently we had a guest on the show, abhi main naam disclose nahi karungi because we don't know ke on air kaise hongi cheeze, but unhone kaha ke Japan mein most of the people are very quiet. They make sure not to disturb the other person.
They're very disciplined people.
Yeah.
And it's almost like
they respect you, not the
multiverse
space, yeah.
Multiverse theory, like mm-hmm. it yeah. feels like you're in a different multiverse, I guess. Yeah, there's a word for it. Anyways, it doesn't really matter, but it's a very different way of living there.
No.
And I've not seen this kind of discipline in most places.
Discipline in what way?
In every way. The way they work, the way they walk, the way they... everything is like a... Everything is in separate jars.
Very organized, very planned.
Very organized, exactly. That's the right word. They're very organized. They're like robots.
I was about to use this word. Do you think they act like robots? Because I think...
They don't act. That's how they are. That's the reason why they are where they are.
Discipline of their lives. Itna organized.
So being robotic, is it good or is it bad?
I mean, you can see the glass half full or half empty, right? I usually try to see the glass half full. And I'm sure there must be pros and cons for every society and every way of living. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, try something else.
तुमने इतनी जगह पे perform किया है. What was that one place that you were like, यार हम इस tour पे वहाँ जा रहे हैं? I heard about that venue, that
excited,
city.
Yeah.
उस city की vibe है. Where were you most excited throughout your traveling career, whether it be with Ali or Rahat or anybody else?
So for me,
because you have played in Japan, you have played in Australia, US, UK, entire UK, Turkey, सभी जगह.
That is
almost
true. That is true. So for me,
ये कहाँ जाने के लिए सबसे ज़्यादा excited थे कर यहाँ मैं अभी तक नहीं गया हूँ and I really want to be on this trip or I'm excited for this trip.
So I'm not a huge fan of large venues.
Okay.
Like a lot of people, you know, O2 or the Aston Villa Arena or the Lincoln, I think the Lincoln Theater in DC.
Yeah.
So these are very prestigious venues, or Royal Albert, as for that matter. Yeah. These are very, very prestigious venues because also because of the kind of artists that have been performing in these places.
Yeah.
But I personally prefer smaller venues. I think it's more intimate. It's more. I feel more connected to the audience because, I mean, primarily we're there to entertain. And if I cannot get that energy out from my audience,
okay,
then I might as well just be playing at home.
Right.
So I can't really pinpoint that what was... Yes, I was very excited to play at all of these venues, that it'll be something that'll be on my resume, right? Played here. But technically, that means nothing. That means nothing. Anyone can just rent out that space and go play there. But what you play there and how you play there. Woh wali baat hai, you know, you meet a person. The thing that you take back is how that person made you feel.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's the same for me for venues. Like, it's how that venue made me feel. Everything from the ushers to the engineers to the tech team, everybody, like my last tour in the States, I had a really nice time is because of the people that were around me, and exchange of stories, exchange of experiences. It makes it interesting because, you know, you're from one city to another, and sometimes you'll not find very good people.
Koi interesting conversation kisi stranger ke saath aapko yaad hai? जो आउट ऑफ द ब्लू शुरू हो गई हो और फिर घंटों चली हो.
सो दिस इज वन पर्टिकुलर इंसिडेंट एंड आई नेवर फॉरगेट इज आई वाज डेटिंग दिस गर्ल इन शिकागो. लाइक दिस इज 97. या आई थिंक सो दिस 97 और 98 एंड वी फिनिश्ड द टूर एंड वी वर समवेयर इन वर्जीनिया और पता नहीं कोई जंगल में हमें ठहराया था. Like, it was a really nice place, but it was in the middle of nowhere. And the promoter was, you probably know the guy. He was supposed to clear my dues, and he didn't. And I didn't have enough cash on me because I By the way, I don't believe in credit cards. I prefer cash. Like, especially when I'm traveling, right? It's your last saving grace if you're stuck in a situation like this. And actually, that came from
this trip.
The guy took off and didn't give me my money, didn't give me my ticket. So now the whole band is left. And I'm alone at this hotel, sitting in the lobby. And it was like one of those little boutique hotels, those kind of places. Mm. So it was very sort of, you know.
Very classy, very vintage.
Very vintage kind of thing. And I'm sitting there and I don't know what to do. I don't know anybody in Virginia. This is my first time in the US, so I have absolutely no idea.
And you have no money.
Yeah, exactly.
And then?
Enough to get a Mickey D's meal, right? This guy walks in and he looks at me. He's like, "Ji, wo Pakistan se jo artist hain, wo hain ke chale gaye?" I said, "Ji, wo chale gaye." Oho, main milna cha raha tha unse. I said, "Well, you're a bit too late." So he said, "Oh, okay." And he turns around to walk, and then he turns around. He's like, "Aap unke saath the?" I said, "Ji." "So, aap kya kar rahe hain yahan pe?" I said, "Main phas gaya hoon yahan pe." So he thought I was making a funny. So he's like, "Kya matlab?" So I told him what happened. And the guy took out $200.
97.
Yeah. Drove me to Dallas airport. Drove me. Put me on the flight. And I got back to my girlfriend's house. I didn't know the guy at all. I got his number and I said, "You know, I'll reimburse you for it." And he's like, "No, it's all right."
Is he still in touch?
No, I lost contact. He was there to study to be a doctor. Aur mujhse shayad 5-8 saal bada tha mujhse.
Wow, yeah.
And really? I never experienced kindness like this.
बहुत बड़ी बात
from a stranger, right?
Especially when you're traveling, आप किसी को नहीं जानते. Especially जब आपका
ना जानना पहचान, आप सोचें ना जानना पहचान.
कैसे ना हो ना, वो बंदा आपको किसी फरिश्ते से कम नहीं लगता है कि यार this is the man.
Yeah, man. Exactly. मतलब आपको पता नहीं कि अब आपने करना क्या है, जान मुल्क में आप बैठे हैं,
खाएंगे कैसे, जाएंगे कैसे.
Exactly.
और सेलफोन्स नहीं होते थे.
अच्छा, कभी ऐसा हुआ है कि कभी किसी जगह पे, किसी एयरपोर्ट पे, गाड़ी में बोर्ड करने से पहले आप अपना पासपोर्ट कहीं भूल गए हो और आपने कहा यार मेरा पासपोर्ट किधर है?
पिछले साल ही हुआ ये. पहली बार हुआ, दूसरी बार
हुआ. दूसरी बार हुआ है. अच्छा, पहली दूसरी बार.
एक्चुअली आई रन आउट ऑफ पेजेस ऑन माय पासपोर्ट, राइट, बिकॉज वो वीजा इतने लगते हैं स्टैम्प्स. और अगर आप उनको बोले ना कि सर काइंडली इस पेज पे स्टैम्प करें, तो खार खा के मेरे ख्याल से किसी खाली पेज पे स्टैम्प करते हैं, एंड दैट पेज इज नाउ यूज्ड अप, राइट?
या,
सो आई हैव अ लॉट ऑफ पासपोर्ट्स. तो एक बार ऐसे हुआ, वंस आई फॉरगॉट टू टेक माय पासपोर्ट, एंड द सेकंड टाइम आई एंडेड अप टेकिंग माय ओल्डर पासपोर्ट.
आई हैव सीन योर डेक एक्चुअली.
एग्जैक्टली, राइट? सो या, आई मीन, and I'm a paranoid Parveen by nature, right? I'm like, oh God, take me now. Like, I've probably missed just one flight.
And you're one of those people ki yaar jaldi jaldi us line mein lag ke yaar aircraft mein jaake baith jao.
And trust me when I say this, agar aap jaldi jayenge aap fayde mein rahenge. Aapko rush kam milega, logon ka mood sahi hoga. That's the main thing when you're traveling. My only reason for going early is that anyone who's at the counter and in the service department, the restaurant, khas taur pe airports, khas taur pe security, they're agitated.
Yeah.
Jab aap 100, 200, 300, 500 bande ko aap deal kar rahe hain, you get agitated
within the limited time window. Yeah.
Exactly. So you want to catch them, especially if you're overweight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not overweight that way. that came out very inappropriate. But but if you are if you want to like apne favor lena kisi se to ab jaldi pahunch jao.
Yeah.
And of course have a bit of a gift of the gap ki aap pyar se baat kar lein.
Acha difference kya feel hota hai jab Pakistan ke airport se board kar rahe ho, you live in Karachi, you're from Karachi, jab Karachi se aap board kar rahe hote hain international flight ke liye aur jab wahan se aap board kar rahe hote hain. Jaise maine hamesha ye masla paya being a solo traveler always that there is no place to sit when you're about to board an international flight. All the men have occupied all the seats and no one wants to give you the seat. You're just standing there. People are staring at you. So these are my struggles as a, you know, solo traveler.
Well, two things.
Aapki kya struggles hai?
Two things. It's a man's world.
Hmm.
So there's so many men. Secondly, you're...
I don't want to say anything on
you're
that.
You're an actress. Of course, people are going to stare at you.
No, not probably, just me. Probably, this is not just my problem.
So then?
This is everyone's problem. Hai. But khair, I'm just asking you. These are my struggles. We're not discussing my struggles. I was just telling you your struggles. But what are your struggles?
The lines. That's like we've discussed. It's it's one line after another. And it's beyond me that your boarding pass is checked 6 times. That you're the one. आप इसी फ्लाइट पे जा रहे हैं ना टू डोमेस्टिक में तो वो आपको जहाज पे भी चेक जी आई नो लाइक देयर इज द लेफ्ट साइड ऑफ द सीट एंड देन देयर इज द राइट साइड ऑफ द सीट ए बी सी डी ई एफ नंबर 45 और नंबर 22 जी यहाँ से सीधा जाके सीधे आते
हैं अच्छा मैं एक बात बोलूं मुझे भी चीज बहुत इरिटेटिंग लगती है लाइक नो आई डोंट वांट टू शो यू माय बोर्डिंग पास मुझे पता है मुझे किधर जाना है बट आई थिंक मे बी शायद उनका वो इट्स यू नो इट्स
चेक करने के लिए आप गलत फ्लाइट पे तो नहीं चढ़े लेकिन वो चार बार पहले जो चेक किया वो क्या
था हाँ
वो क्या था
वो अपने एम्प्लॉइज को ट्रस्ट नहीं कर रहे
एग्जैक्टली सो यू नो खास तौर पे व्हेन यू आर ट्रैवलिंग अ लॉट राइट दीज लिटिल थिंग्स बॉदर द क्रैप आउट ऑफ यू यू जस्ट वांट टू गो इन द प्लेन एंड रीच योर डेस्टिनेशन एंड जस्ट बस कमर सीधी हो जाए उसके बाद यू नो दैट्स ऑल आई वांट इवन इफ इट्स लाइक a 1 hour flight or 2 hour flight, it takes up half the day.
Yeah.
And mostly our flights are the ungodly hour.
Yeah.
जी आप सुबह 4 बजे निकलें.
Yeah.
हाँ बिल्कुल.
उसका मतलब आप सोएं ही ना.
अच्छा, how do you deal with culture shock? I mean, someone who has traveled pretty much all over, going out from Karachi, going into landing in Melbourne, or landing in Oslo, Norway, or even States. How do you face that culture shock? पहली दफा अब तो इट्स क्वाइट अ नॉर्म फॉर यू
हाँ पहली दफा तो यूएस में तो मुझे बहुत गालियां पड़ी गालियां पड़ी मुझे
यूएस में
क्योंकि इट्स पीपल ड्राइव ऑन द लेफ्ट साइड ऑफ द रोड राइट एंड हियर वी ड्राइव सो एवरी टाइम आई वुड क्रॉस द स्ट्रीट आई वुड लुक एट द राइट फर्स्ट वो वहां से गालियां दे रहा मुझे आई सेड सॉरी बॉस आई कम फ्रॉम अ डिफरेंट पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बट द कार कम्स फ्रॉम दिस साइड नॉट फ्रॉम देयर राइट Little things like, you know, out here, aap switch ko niche karte hai, cheez on karne ke liye, okay. That's the other way around.
Yeah.
And then there are these little things, these little annoyances, I feel, ke some things are okay in some places and some things aren't. Like, you need to be very careful with what you're saying.
Yeah, you're so right.
Ye ek issue hota hai. You have these problems. Unless you're like, in desi will right
yeah
like sab desi hai wahan pe tum kuch bhi matlab ek jo chal raha hai
yeah
but some sort of behavior or some words that you use may be inappropriate for some cultures
true
so you need to walk in this very
so what have you learned from all these years traveling I mean kaun si aisi cheez hai jo you think or kaun si do char aisi cheezein you wish ke yaar I mean ye hamare mulk mein bhi hona chahiye jab main wapas jaun to ye cheeze
hona to bahut kuch chahiye lekin main aapko ek cheez bata dun jo duniya mein jo log hai na kahin pe bhi ho wo gora kala neela peela jo bhi ho they have the ability to function exactly the same way depending on your situation
okay
it's actually the governance of a place that dictates the well-being of that nation jis mulk mein governance nahi hoga na to it's not a good place to live I feel kyunki ek cheez maine note kiya 10 बुरी बातें कर लो अमेरिका के बारे में या यूके के बारे में, आप 911 कॉल करते हैं तो तीन इदारे तो आते ही आते हैं.
ऐसे ही है,
वेरी ट्रू.
यहाँ पे बड़ी बात है, कोई एक भी आ गया तो, और अगर आग लग गई आपके घर में या कहीं पे, तो गॉड हेल्प यू. क्योंकि मैंने कराची में फिजिकली मैंने शायद 2 जगहों में फायर स्टेशंस देखे. तो अगर मैं DHA में रह रहा हूँ तो मेरा फायर इंजन जो है ना वो सदर से आएगा,
और उसमें कितना टाइम लग जाएगा. ट्रू, इट्स
सो यू नो लिटिल थिंग्स लाइक दिस, एंड लाइक आई सेड, यू नो देयर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स दैट नीड टू बी लुक्ड इनटू फ्रॉम समवन लाइक माय सेल्फ हुज ट्रैवल्ड, एंड दीज आर बेयर बेसिक्स. आई फील देयर आर बेयर बेसिक्स, बट वही वाली बात है कि अब मेरा मुल्क है ये. I was born here. I lived here. I'm very comfortable here.
Yeah.
Despite of whatever it is, it's that True. comfort.
मेरा अगला सवाल यही था कि इतने मुल्क घूमने के बाद आपने कभी एक दफा भी नहीं सोचा कि मैं शिफ्ट हो जाता हूँ, यार मुझसे नहीं राज आ रहा है यहाँ पे, या मेरे लिए मुश्किल हो रहा है यहाँ पे रहना.
I think the day I feel के I'm not needed here or I'm not wanted here is the day I want to move. It's because as an entertainer. You, everything has a shelf life, right?
Yeah, true.
And and this is something I feel very, very emotional about, and I feel very bad about it. But I also understand it's also the reality of just about every entertainer out there. Till the point you are churning out work or churning out content for people, the people are engaged, and it's just a matter of a certain generation that will remember you. After that, no one will.
Yeah.
But I feel in Pakistan, Jahangir Khan, this guy is, I mean, he's phenomenal. I mean, world class,
yeah.
A world class personality, a world class sportsman. Movie to dur ki baat hai, aapne koi documentary tak nahi banayi us aadmi pe.
Wow. Oh God.
Theek hai na?
Yeah.
So,
this is a very deep thought.
What sort of a message are you giving out? People like Abda Parveen, I personally know some of my black and white friends and yellow friends out there who don't understand a word she's saying, and they see the interpretation of what she's singing, and they're like, wow.
What a skill.
Bade Khan sahab, Nusrat Fateh Ali, come on, man. I mean, aapne aaj tak ek documentary tak nahi banayi un pe yaar.
Yeah.
Where he started out, what is his hometown, what is his house like, what kis tarah ki zindagi thi uske.
Yeah.
And these are things, me personally, I grew up listening to a lot of Western music.
Yeah.
But jab mujhe ehsaas hua ke Eastern music hai kya, and what does it mean, the choice of notes, the way it's played, it was a very alien concept for me till I started playing with Eastern musicians, right?
Yeah.
And I realize inki mastery hai.
Yeah.
Just like you hear Western music, unki mastery hai, but unhone, they made it a point to put it out there, like the African American blues or the jazz that came out of there, it's considered world class music.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because someone said that ye jo cheez baj raha hai na is actually good for the soul.
Yeah.
So whatever Bade Khan sahab or Mehdi Hasan sahab and all these people, it is good for the soul. Yeah. Jisko qadar hai music ke baare mein, jinko samajh hai music ke baare mein, usko to pata hoga.
Yeah.
Lekin as a state, aapne kya kiya?
Hmm.
Aapne jaake 500 movies jaake bana di, wohi love pe ya is pe ya us pe, entertainment, right? But let's face it, I mean, this generation, do they know anything about Nusrat or Mehdi Hasan?
Yeah.
The only reason why probably people know a little bit about Mehdi Hasan sahab is because Aruj did a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most, jaise, you know, a lot of generation, jo hai, usko isliye bhi pata hai, kyunki kabhi kabar waldein, jo hai, wo, keh dete hain ki YouTube pe zara hame
ye laga do, ye suna do,
ye XYZ gaana laga ke suna do.
But then that's also a part of your upbringing.
Yeah.
This is your upbringing. Agar aapke माँ बाप आपको सिखाएंगे नहीं है चीज, तो
कैसे हो
आप एक प्रोफाउंड चीज कहाँ से निकालेंगे? आप एक class. It's not going to be classy. Yeah. It's just going to be another thing out there. It's a fad. Everything is a fad these days.
Hmm.
Everything from what restaurant I'm going to go eat at to what kind of music I'm going to listen to.
Yeah.
एक साल बाद भी आप उस गाने को हाथ भी नहीं लगा बोले अबे यार ये नहीं सुनना अब कुछ और सुनना
बिल्कुल ऐसा ही है. In fact, अब तो जब भी कोई गाना हिट होता है आप सेट पे obviously you know you're working with a lot of people. आप सेट पे इस लोगों को सुनते हो कहते हो यार चार महीने से एक ही गाना सुन रहे हैं बस अब तो दिल भी नहीं कर रहा सुनने का कुछ नया चाहिए.
Exactly.
So ये होता है.
Right,
लेकिन
before
back to traveling, yes. मुझे पूछना है कि what do you prefer, service departments or hotels?
Service department, when you say service department meaning?
They have a, you know, little kitchen, they have a washing apartments. Machine.
मुझे तो खाना पकाने नहीं आता.
तो आपके लिए होटल is
hotels
is for you. You're good with hotels.
Yeah, hotel is just a place for me to sleep.
Yeah.
Agar meri himmat, it all depends on what my schedule is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was coming to that, because jitne bhi young musicians hain, उनको लगता है कि जब ज्यादातर बैंड्स टूर पे होते हैं तो उन बड़ा मजा कर रहे हैं शाम में बजा रहे हैं ये हो रहा है वो हो रहा है बट आई वाज गोइंग टू आस्क यू हाउ इज योर लाइफ एज अ म्यूजिशियन व्हेन यू आर ऑन अ टूर.
बहुत अच्छा किस्म का बुरा.
मतलब कैसी होती है मतलब एक्चुअली ब्रेक इट डाउन.
नाइस होटल्स एंड देन समटाइम्स यू गेट वेरी शेडी होटल्स एंड देन समटाइम्स यू गेट सम रियली शिट होटल्स. सो इट वेरीज राइट.
बट होटल के अलावा हाउ इज द लाइफ ऑफ अ म्यूजिशियन ऑन अ टूर. You land in a city.
It's not what everyone it thinks it is. I mean, yes, because I've been traveling for over 30 years.
Yeah.
So I've made friends everywhere. Literally everywhere. There used to be this joke, right? I remember Khan Sahab would be like, Kambi bhai, aap show pe to aayenge na? I said, haan, aajaunga yaar.
You're talking about Raat
Sathya. Yeah. क्योंकि आप बस शो पे दिखाई देते हैं उसके बाद तो आप गायब हो जाते हैं. एंड लिटरली आई मीन ऑफ द ऑडेस्ट ऑफ प्लेसेस समटाइम्स अलबामा ऑफ ऑल द प्लेसेस राइट. आई मेट अ स्कूल फ्रेंड हु आई मेट आफ्टर लाइक 20-25 इयर्स राइट. सो इट आई प्रेफर टू बी आउटडोर. इफ आई एम समवेयर फॉर अ फ्यू डेज आई वांट टू स्पेंड माय टाइम. आई रिमेंबर बैक इन द डे व्हेन आई डिडंट have a cell phone or a GPS. There were two things I'd have, a camera and my headphones, my Discman. And then I'd take the hotel card and then I'd ask the reception, okay, is there any place where there's live music happening here or there's any kind of theater or a place where I can go, you know, like a museum or something. Or wo phir wo bada sa booklet pakda
de
raha wo baat hai.
And I should just walk and just go out. And just ask people ki idhar kya hai yahan pe kya hai or go to guitar center or places like that, you know, just check out gear and stuff like that. And I'd like to just sort of you know, just get a feel of the place.
But it's one towards ki baat hai na jahan pe tumhare paas time hai. But you have been to such places jahan time hai hi nahi.
No,
you are there for 4 days,
so
three shows.
It's a plane.
How's your life there?
Yeah, it's a plane, it's an airport, it's a venue, and it's a hotel. That's it.
The next flight.
Yeah.
Next
year. You don't have time to even have a conversation with everyone because you're just also if the situation is such, I prefer to keep it as mundane as possible because I would like to be prepared mentally to play a show.
Yeah.
Because when you're playing with someone like Khan Sahab, it's wo us waqt jo aamad hoti hai wahi bachta hai fix nahi hota
hai. Rehearsals aur wo sari cheeze
aap ek aamad hone wali cheez ki rehearsal kaise karenge aap.
True.
So, and that's the beauty of what I like about, you know, working with people like him.
Mm.
With Abdaji, Farid Ayaz, and Abu Muhammad, these people, man, it was such a learning experience for me to be playing with them is because they never repeat the same show twice.
Oh, wow.
I love that. I love the idea that it's the same song, it's just going to sound different every single time.
Wow.
And I love that.
खान साहब के साथ भी यही एलिमेंट है.
Sometimes if he's on a roll, it's just crazy. It's I remember this one track. I hadn't heard it before. बड़े खान साहब का था. I forgot the name of the song. But I stopped playing in the middle, and he turned around and he's like, "What's wrong?" I said nothing. I just said nothing. I just did this right, and he continued singing. So after the show, he's like, "क्या हो गया?" I said it was such a beautiful song and the melody was so beautiful that I felt main gustakhi kar raha tha.
Main kya?
I was being ill-mannered.
Oh.
To kehte nahi nahi aisi koi baat nahi. I said wo to aap keh rahe hain lekin I felt meri jagah nahi thi usme. You know?
Wow.
So it's these magical moment sometimes, like you said, you know, what's the best place you played? I would like to say O2, like 12-15,000 banda jo bhi hai wahan pe. I don't think it's the numbers that really dictate how well the show is going to be. I think it's what you take back from that show is what I remember, like some of the smallest
performances. What do you experience on stage actually?
For me it's because to pehla banda jo hai mujhse आधा किलोमीटर की तो दूरी में है वो, तो मेरा क्या कनेक्शन होगा? वो फ्रंट ऑफ हाउस पे कुछ 50,000 वॉट के सिस्टम पे वो वहाँ पे सुन रहे हैं, हम लोग यहाँ पे हेडफोन लगा के सुन रहे हैं, वो अगर कोई मेरा नाम भी चीख रहा होगा वहाँ पे मुझे तो
आवाज नहीं
आएगी।
और इस साइड पे फेमस पर्सनालिटीज हैं, एक कार्ड अब यहाँ से उठाएंगे, एक कार्ड अब यहाँ से उठाएंगे, कंट्री, फेमस पर्सनालिटी एंड गम्बी, ये तीन एलिमेंट्स को रख के आपने क्रिएट करनी है अपनी ट्रैवल स्टोरी कि आप उस मुल्क में इस शख्स के साथ और आप भी क्या कर रहे हैं।
What if I don't know the personality and what if I've never been to that country?
You just have to make up a story.
It doesn't have to be real. कि यार वहाँ हुई भी हो तुम्हारे साथ ऐसा कुछ नहीं है। This is a made up story.
We can help you out.
Yes,
also.
Let's do this.
And then that's fine. Yeah. That's
so these are locations. Oh,
yes.
It's the boss.
He's our...
I better say nice things because he signs my checks. Oh, wow. So this is going to be easy because...
can we show this in the camera?
Yeah.
France,
yeah, everybody. France. So...
and you performed there with...
I have performed in Cannes. With Cannes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have or
yes,
you have not?
I have.
This is for real. Guns. But you have to make up a story. Aapne ek story banani hai.
Yeah, koi story batani hai us wale tour ki. Let's do that.
Khan saab Eiffel Tower pe hain, top pe cafe mein baithe hue hain. Is tarah ki
koi. I don't think he'd want to be with me on in he'd rather be with his wife.
That's the point of this game. You have to make up a story.
But yeah, so I know if many people know this, but Khan Saab has a great sense of humor, right?
Okay.
And this is the longest tenure I've been with any act, actually, 7.5 years. And we do have our moments of fun and laughter and stuff like that. Trust me, it's 98% fun and laughter and 2% is like work stuff. And every time we are traveling, we have a hangout session.
Mm-hmm.
And that hangout session is... I mean, there would be a lot of beeps in this, but in that hangout session, we are listening to Bade Khan Saab's music.
Oh, wow.
And we are exchanging a lot of music, actually. And that's how we kind of try to move forward. And adding to that, there's Salman Bhai, who is who manages Khan Saab. He has his whole management team there, and they have Fahad and all these other guys there. And the reason why this works perfectly is because that's exactly what we did in Cannes. We like chilled out. We were staying in a really nice hotel, which was overlooking the sea. And we're sitting out, chilling out, just...
having fun, having a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, chilling. Right.
Because also, let me add it. So he doesn't get out much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Unfortunately, he doesn't get out much.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Let's do one more.
Two. Yeah.
All right. So
let's do one more.
Oh dear.
Atif Aslam.
Kaun sa wala dear?
All right. I've not.
Yay.
So I've.
Kya ho raha hai wahan pe?
Well, this is on my bucket list. I've not been here.
Okay, Egypt.
I don't know what story to make.
Because
so my interaction with Atif has been actually just at Coke Studio.
Okay.
And a couple of hangouts at Rohail's house. I don't know much about the guy.
देखिए मैं आपको ना हेल्प आउट करती हूँ. आप दोनों जीप में बैठे हैं, ठीक है, आप लोग गए हैं और आपने कहा आज हम देखेंगे पिरामिड्स की हिस्ट्री क्या है. फिर आपको एक आमद हुई, आपने जीप से ड्रम निकाला, आपने ड्रम बजाना शुरू किया, आतिफ भाई ने वहां पर गाना गाया.
बहुत छोटा ड्रम है वैसे जो जीप से बाहर निकला.
The reason why this has been on my list, I have a thing for historic places.
Achha, you do. Nice.
I do. For me, it's a thing of to touch a place that has seen centuries of history. And I'm a huge, I like digging into, like, agar mujhe koi piece of music pasand hai na, to I will dig what that person was listening to and what that person was listening to. I like to know where the origin is from.
Wow. Hmm.
And Egypt, of all the places, the pyramids of Giza is actually not from the time of the pharaohs. It's actually from prehistoric time, which has actually recently been proven. And for me to visit that place with someone like, I don't know if Atif would be as involved in history as I would, but more than the music side of this with him, going inside. So they weren't tombs. The pyramids of Giza weren't tombs. They were, it was a way for wireless energy.
Achha.
It was a way for wireless energy. It's for a different show, I guess, that whole discussion. But yeah.
Let's do this last one and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, wow, I'm a big. Again, I've not worked with her. Oh dear.
So kya ho raha hai?
There's a lot of oh dears in this game, and you can see I'm sweating. So I've not been to Vegas, and I've never met Ima Beg. So now what?
Just imagine the story.
Make up a story. Kuch bhi bana de, kuch bhi keh de. आप लोग गए हैं वहाँ पे सड़कों पे.
So I'm not a gambler. I don't know how to gamble.
Okay.
I do enjoy my drinks once in a while. So maybe that. I don't know, but I don't know if I'm a big is a gambler or a drinker or both. But can you say that? Can you say that on TV?
Yeah, yeah.
It will be on digital. Won't go on TV. What is going on TV?
Hmm. But yeah, I mean, maybe she'll get offended. Just.
खुद देख लेना कि क्या करना है, ठीक है ना? All right, so we can do another round for the safe side.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, you don't know what pisses off people these days.
Yeah.
You know, like that's why I avoid the internet. Oh, wow. Who chose these names?
A team.
I want to meet the team, actually.
Yes, please.
You will after
the Bangladesh.
Show. Oh, Bangladesh.
Yeah. You've been to Bangladesh?
Yes. Several times. Actually, I'm sure people know her there. And see, the thing is...
Look,
this game is very dodgy.
क्योंकि सिंपल सी कहानी बना दे.
नहीं, मैं आपको एक्सप्लेन करता हूँ ना,
प्लीज.
या तो मैं इनको पर्सनली जानता हूँ.
हाँ.
तो आई कुड मेक अप अ स्टोरी व्हिच वुड बी क्लोज टू रियलिटी ऑब्वियसली.
आप बांग्लादेश को तो जानते हैं ना?
हाँ, उनको तो जानता हूँ.
ठीक है ना, बांग्लादेश मूल से.
शी विल कन्विंस यू टू गिव अ स्टोरी.
ठीक है, तो वहां के कल्चर को भी आप जानते हैं. हो सकता है वहां पे कोई ऐसी शॉपिंग स्प्री हो जहां पर मोमना जाना चाहती हूँ और उन्होंने कहा कि यार, यू नो, गंभीर, लेट्स गो.
टेक हर टू शॉपिंग.
I for the life of me, I can't remember shopping for anything there. I just used to go hang out. So I guess the only thing that Momina and me could do there is meet up. There are some really good musicians there.
Oh, nice.
Some really good musicians there. And I'm not sure if he is from Bangladesh. One of my favorite singers called Jayanta Bose.
Okay.
I think he's Bengali, if I'm not. But there's one thing that I really, really love about Bangladesh. Their women, their eyes.
Oh, wow.
If you've not noticed it, they have the most beautiful eyes.
Wow, I haven't.
Oh, man. very good looking women there. I know how that would fit.
But great. I mean, you know, Gambi and Momna Mustahsin wahan par gaye and they are meeting, you know, their favorite musicians. But now it's time to wrap up.
Yes, actually, she could meet the musicians, I could meet the women.
In films, it's they show it as this humongous wall where the east and the west was divided. And when you see, it's like a defense ke ghar ki wall. Maine literally wo yun dekhi hai ke, oh, ye Berlin wall.